News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Iran war widened today with more major strikes. Israel's military saying its air force destroyed ballistic missile sites in the west and central parts of Iran, while Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says in the Indian Ocean,
an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters.
President Trump's summation,
missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Their launchers are being wiped out. They're attacking their neighbors. They're attacking their, in some cases, allies, or not so long ago, allies. And, you know, it's really a nation that was out of control, and they would have used it on us if we let them, if we waited any longer.
The war has killed more than 1,000 people in Iran, more than 50 in Lebanon, and around a dozen in Israel. The UN says 100,000 people fled Tehran in the war's first 2 days alone. Senate Republicans voted down a war powers resolution that aimed to halt the U.S. effort. And on a different matter, Jennifer King has the latest congressional subpoena.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is the latest target of the House Oversight Committee, which voted to subpoena Bondi as they seek answers about the handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
The ayes are 24, the nays are 19.
The proposal by South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace had the support of four other Republicans on the committee. It's a sign of frustration among conservatives with the Justice Department as the committee investigates allegations of abuse, sex trafficking, and influence peddling among the rich and powerful. In a post on X, Mace said the American people want answers on the Epstein files, and so do we. Democrat Robert Garcia of California is the ranking member.
I think it's important that she is in front of our committee so she can directly answer questions about the release of the files, about transparency, about ensuring that victims and survivors are protected.
Representative Ro Khanna also voiced support for the subpoena.
She's saying, let's have Pam Bondi tell us why half the files are still hidden.
Jennifer King, Washington.
This is AP News. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded today as the rise in oil prices eased. Annette Donahue reports.
The Trump administration has formally nominated Kevin Warsh, a former top Federal Reserve official, to be the next Fed chair. Jerome Powell's term ends in 2 months. Powell and President Trump have clashed over interest rates. In late January, the president was asked if Warsh committed to cutting interest rates, if he's confirmed.
I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. It probably would be allowed, but I want to keep it nice and pure. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
The nomination could stall in the Senate. North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis has said he will oppose confirming Warsh until a criminal investigation into Jerome Powell is resolved. The Justice Department is looking into the Fed's $2.5 billion building renovation project. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.